Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. For insiders, it's called the Nail. It's the North American International Livestock Exposition with its home in Louisville at the Kentucky Exposition Center, and it is a big deal.
Well, it's the largest purebred livestock show in the world, so that's kind of what the North American specializes in is the purebred animals. We do have several junior market crossbred shows, but our entries total right now I'm sitting around 18,000 entries with over 5,000 exhibitors coming in.
The North American's assistant manager, Catherine Riley. Getting back to that big deal part.
Yeah, absolutely. This is the Super Bowl. Everybody knows when they come and hit the green shavings, this is the big time. They come into Freedom Hall and there's the wooden backdrops with the wooden signs and you see a picture of that and you know exactly where you are.
And having your livestock do well at the show becomes part of your advertising package.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, there are probably a dozen national livestock seed stock magazines that if you're in the game, then you want a nail picture on there.
The overall economic impact of the expo, state and local, she says, is in the neighborhood of $16 million. For a complete lineup of North American events, go online to livestockexpo.org. We'll be right back.
If you need a job or want a better job, the Kentucky Community and Technical College System has great news. Right now, there are over 80,000 good Kentucky jobs just waiting to be filled. And with the new Work Ready Kentucky Scholarship, you can get free tuition for programs in healthcare, advanced manufacturing, and more at any of the 16 KCTCS colleges. That's 100% free tuition for classes that can prepare you to land a great job in as little as 13 weeks. Get started at WorkReadyKentucky.com.
There are 10 species of animals competing through the run of the North American. This week, the focus is dairy, and the draw is international.
We have people from across the nation come in specifically for the Jersey Jug Contest, which is one class that is kind of the pinnacle of the Jersey Breed Association. And we get a lot of people coming in from Canada just to show for that. And we've had some from Mexico before. And we've got a lot of visitors from Europe and further abroad that come in just to watch that show.
Amid the livestock competition, there are also livestock judging contests for 4-H, FFA, and collegiate. Riley says that takes hundreds of volunteers and active superintendents.
To get feet on the ground and get people here, I mean, the hardest part is getting everybody unloaded and getting them stalled and making sure they have enough room and things. So I definitely lean on a lot of those guys and volunteers and definitely my superintendents to keep everybody happy.
Opening today through November 16, the North American. Details online at livestockexpo.org. And that's today's Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.